This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Bench warrants were issued this week for the arrest of three Independence County men on felony charges. Circuit court record shows 53-year-old Jimmy R. Jones is charged with theft by receiving. Documents say it involved a vehicle that was left at the Batesville Speedway parking area after the owner had motor trouble. Jones was arrested at a scrap metal yard, apparently going to sell the vehicle for scrap. Judge Cheney Taylor set Jones' bond at $20,000. Also in custody is 42-year-old Ronald Curtis Ramey, a West Batesville man. He's charged with second-degree battery. The charge stems from Ramey apparently beating another man with a baseball bat on the night of June 9th. His bond has been set at $50,000. And an arrest warrant is still out on 35-year-old Billy W. Rhodes of Sulphur Rock. He's charged with second-degree forgery. It involves Rhodes apparently forging a $125 check on the bank account of Frida Hughes. In a written statement to the sheriff's office, Rhodes admitted he stole a check out of Miss Hughes' checkbook on June 10th and forged her signature on it. He said he was high on meth when he committed the felony. Rhodes' bond has been set at $5,000 by Judge Cheney Taylor. Governor Mike Beebe and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel say there's no need to change the format of public hearings on redistricting. They're rejecting Secretary of State Mark Martin's proposal that all three attend the final public hearing on June 25th. The staff of the Board of Apportionment has been holding hearings around the state. McDaniels wants a July 29th vote on redistricting maps. And Arkansas regulators may permanently halt the use of injection wells in the part of the state rattled by hundreds of small earthquakes in recent months. The Oil and Gas Commission will vote at a meeting in El Dorado next month. When gas drilling companies shut down two of the injection wells in March, the number of quakes near Greenbrier and Guy dropped off dramatically. Stone County Sheriff Lance Bond says two people have been arrested during a home visit at a residence on Dusty Road in the Dugan area of Stone County. He said evidence recovered at the residence resulted in the arrest of 25-year-old Justine Villanueva of Stone County. She's charged with possessing with intent to deliver a Schedule II controlled substance, namely morphine, and also possession of drug paraphernalia and violating conditions of her probation. She is also being charged as a habitual offender. Also arrested in the same incident, 35-year-old Willie Johnstone of Stone County. He's charged with violating conditions of probation. These arrests were the results of a cooperative effort by members of the Stone County Sheriff's Department, State Police, Department of Corrections, Mountain View Police Department, and the Drug Task Force. And federal health officials say the latest information on silicone breast implants shows they're relatively safe. This despite frequent complications that are causing about 1 in 5 women to have the implants removed within 10 years. And a request to relocate the Mary Woods 2 paddle boat to Kennedy Park in Batesville has been redirected to the city's Parks and Recreation Commission. That decision was made by the city council during a special meeting last night. Alderman David Shetron said, in that process, the request will follow proper guidelines. City Attorney Lindsay Castleberry provided 4 recommendations. Obtain an engineering review and opinion. Require a bond. Set a time limit on bonding. And require insurance on the project.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.